This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
If you want to listen to this episode or any of our episodes ad-free, you can do that now. Head on over to Patreon. Click on the ad-free level. You get all of our bonus shows that you've been hearing so much about. Plus, every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you can listen to this episode or any of our other episodes at the same time, ad-free, over on Patreon. Everyone, this is David. Welcome back behind the velvet rope. Let's just get right into it today because we are joined by the one and only Miss Anna Concoses and Mr. Ace Fanning.
Woo woo! Hello, so everybody. Happy.
I've been wanting to do something with Ace for a long time because I'm such a fan of Ace. Like, seriously. You remember when I told you about Sister Wives?
Yes.
Like, how obsessed I was, David, and how I thought I should be a sister wife because, you know, it kind of could help out with having to like have sex all the time or cook all the time or deal with the kids. But honestly, love should be multiplied, not divided. Right, Ace?
Yeah. I think the thing is, though, like if you're going off the way that Cody Brown and the Browns did it, you would just be more miserable. I mean, you would go from having any sex to no sex and having a husband to just being alone in your empty house with your children. And honestly, one of the wives moved into like this dilapidated apartment at one point. Like, they've been on TV for how many years and she's living in the shitty apartment.
You know, you're talking about Janelle.
Yes. So depressing.
I love Janelle.
I know she deserves so much more.
I would like to be one of them because I think I can take Robin. I feel like he'd forget all about Robin, you know?
Well, you do have a Sister Wives podcast, Ace. I mean, Anna, do you know your Sister Wives from your Thousand Poundas, you know, Tammy Slayton, the Thousand Pounders?
Yeah, but not the same. It's not the same.
You're deep into the TLC, huh?
You know what it is? I watched it and then I was looking for a podcast because I wanted to hear more. And then I came across Ace's first and I loved it. And I listened to everything, like binged it. And then I went to other ones and they suck. Because they have, like, Ace doesn't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't care. He only wants people on there that get him. And so I love that. You know, he insults. If people get offended, you're in the wrong podcast. And I love that.
Well, all I have to say about TLC is I have two words: Micah Plath. I have nothing else to say. Drop the mic, Micah Plath.
I mean, this is probably going to come as a shock to people, but I'm actually a married straight man. But even for Micah Plath, I would give it up. You know, it's universal. This man is the most gorgeous man to walk the earth.
Anna, treat yourself.
I don't know who he is. Well, I literally only went on this because of Sister Wives.
When you get off this podcast, just put on your list of things to do today. Look up Micah Plath on Instagram and you'll call me and thank me.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. I'll look him up.
Well, you know, listen, before we talk more TLC, I mean, why don't we just dive right into, like, you know, recently, you know, a few weeks ago, it was announced that Alexia is getting a divorce. Todd has filed for a divorce from Alexia, Real Housewives of Miami. I have a question before we even start, Anna, for you. I'm going to have questions for both of you. Feel free to jump in anytime.
I've already gotten in so much trouble on social media for sharing something with my daughter in her DMs. And she's such a little that there's nothing sacred. And she just posted it. And then now, you know, the bloggers picked it up and they're like, whatever.
People are always watching, right?
Always, always. Yeah.
How long, this really is a question. I mean, I've known you forever, but like, how long have you known Alexia? Like, is it from the show or did you know her like before you were on the show together?
Oh, no, I knew Alexia since she was like 15 years old.
Really?
She's from Miami. And then, you know, I knew of her. I've been in places with her. We were not friends. We lived completely different lives. She took the cocaine Barbie route and I did the nerdy go to law school, have kids, and she had kids with her ex-con husband. But yeah, I've known her for a long time. That's why it's so funny that to me, all her behavior is so predictable. She's so textbook, you know? I swear to God, I think that I am Cambridge Analytica. Do you remember when they used to be able to predict how people would vote and how people would do everything? Like, I have this cubby system where I believe there's a finite type of people in the world and they each belong in a cubby, myself included, by the way. And then you'll meet people that are just like me, like a little obnoxious, a little bit uppity, a little bit whatever, but deep inside, like a good person and very whatever. And then we all belong in one cubby. And then, you know, like you're like somebody like you. I know other people like you, not exactly like you, but so I think that she belongs in the typical Miami, you know, 80s, hanging around with the wrong crowd and making bad decisions, cubby.
I think that it's so interesting that you took such an educational route with that, because I think of myself as like a Miss Cleo. Like, I just make this shit up and I just, if it's right, I'm like, see, look, I told you all. And if it's wrong, I just pretend I never said it.
Right.
Even if it's recorded, I never said it.
Right.
See, I'm like somewhere in the middle of it too, because people always say to me, like two seasons ago, I said last season, Melissa Gorga is 100% being fired from Real Housewives of New Jersey. Now that didn't happen at the moment. I'm a human being. I'm wrong. I mean, are you not going to listen to me now? Because I was wrong. People are always like,
yeah, we're
going
to stop listening to you. We're going to stop listening to you. What is that shit?
But well, also,
you promised us a firing and we want it.
I'm a huge flip flopper too. I can hate someone one day and the next day I am going to battle for them.
I get called out for being a flip flopper all the time. And I'm like, I'm a flip flopper. It's called being a human being. One week, Teresa acts like an asshole. The next week, Melissa acts like an asshole. That's called each. You don't have a team. There's no team here. Right. So I'm right with you, Ace.
Yeah.
I have such a soft spot for Teresa. I have no idea why. I know that she's a hot mess, but I just feel so, I guess I feel bad for her because Louie, and you know, Louie's already slipped into Alexia's DMs. That shit happened.
You think?
Oh yeah. Listen, I know that Alexia denied that he ever tried to, you know, talk to her and tried to get with her. And I understand because she's friendly with Teresa, but that happened. 100% that happened.
I don't think Louie.
I'm not going to flip flop on this. I'm telling you.
I think Louie's too broke for Alexia. Like, she's gotten used to a certain type of lifestyle. I don't think Louie's going to provide that with his very red face.
With his very red face. Well, he has some new app or something.
It's probably
that he must have bought with Teresa's money.
And you think now that Alexia is apparently going to be on the market that Louie is going to slip into her DMs and say,
I think
he'll
slip into her DMs, but I don't believe, as much as I say some negative things about Alexia. By the way, she has said a lot of negative things about me. Let's not forget that part. I don't think she would go there. No, I don't. I do believe she has some standards.
Have you heard from her since? I'm just curious. You were on the show last season. You came in with a blaze.
Called me after we she called me after we recorded. And then we, listen, that was a cluster. Yeah, you know.
You could say fuck.
It was a clusterfuck. I am such a fool. Like, seriously, I know that I act like I'm smarter than the next guy, but I'm a fucking idiot when it comes to that stuff. The same producers who screwed me at the end of season 2 with the reunion, and you know, and they did all that stuff to me. It's like, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, I'm a fucking asshole. They did it again. You know, they did it again. And they kissed my ass and they whatever. I remember I didn't sign the release. It was an oversight. And then they like begged me, and we're going to do this, and we're going to make you in the most favorable light. And then they made me look like I didn't talk. Imagine me not talking. I can't shut the fuck up. I talk incessantly. And so now every once in a while, I'll hear people, oh, she's great behind her computer screen, but she freezes when people talk to her. It's like, no, I don't freeze. So, you know, but yes, after that, she called me and she didn't know what was going to air. And then I never called her back because she didn't call me. She sent me a long text, the way that she sends, very convoluted, very self-serving. And I was like, I'm not doing that. And so, no, after that, I talked to her at the finale. We had a great talk. We walked to the car together. We had a really good talk. She said shit about Marisol that she'll deny saying. And that was that. And I've never spoken to her again.
The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians premieres May 23rd, streaming on Hulu. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. You know, this year is going by so quickly, and I've talked to you guys about this before. All I do is work, and I'm starting to think that maybe I'm throwing myself into work because I want to avoid some issues that are going on in my life. I've benefited from therapy in the past, and I'm seriously considering going back and using BetterHelp. You know, I really think therapy can be value to help you take stock of your life, kind of look under the hood of the car, and really just be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I love that BetterHelp is entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to fit your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. How great is that? Take a moment. Visit betterhelp.com/velvetrope today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/velvetrope.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
You know, I'm always inside doing this podcast. Well, did you guys know that Americans spend an average of 90% of their time indoors? Did you know that the indoor air that we breathe is 2 to 5 times more polluted than the outdoor air? And in some cases, 100 times more polluted, according to the EPA? Well, I did, and that's why I got the Air Doctor. The Air Doctor filters out 99.99% of dangerous contaminants so your lungs don't have to. Pollutants, allergens, pollen, pet dander, dust mites. I could keep going. The Air Doctor comes with a 30-day breathe easy money back guarantee. So if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus shipping. Head to Air Doctor Pro and use promo code VELVET. You'll receive up to $300 off air purifiers. Exclusive to podcast customers, you will also receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 value. Lock this special offer by going to AIRDOCTORPRO.com and use promo code VELVET. I just completed Prolon's 5-day nutrition program, and not only do I feel great, I see results. You know how everyone's talking about fasting these days and weight loss and mental and physical performance and improvement, but I have an issue with the whole not eating part. And that's actually why Prolon was created. Prolon is not a diet, it's science. It's a revolutionary nutrition program that nourishes your body while making cells believe they are fasting. Prolon comes right to your front door in a very easy to follow program. Each day is marked, day one, day two, day three, day four, day five, and everything you can eat that day is in that day's box. There's snacks, there's soups, there's beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. The bars taste good, I've lost weight, I'm leaner, and I have so much energy. Right now, Prolon is offering Behind the Velvet Rope listeners 10% off on their five-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/velvet. That's prolonlife.com/velvet for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/velvet.
I love that it's just like, you know, she said shit about Marisol and she'll deny
it. Say shit about Marisol, but she'll never admit
drop
that.
It in.
Because I think I've said this before, you know?
Well, yeah, I'm like with Ace here. Like, what did she say about Marisol?
So basically, when we spoke there, first of all, we had a scene at the end of the finale or towards the end of the finale episode that the producers were like, you have such a great scene with Alexia. We can't wait for the viewers to see that, because it was kind of like, it wasn't a reconciliation per se, but it was like an understanding. And I guess they just got pissed off because I didn't call her back or whatever. I don't know the reasons. They omitted it altogether. It was also funny that I noticed that at the end of the season, they had first put, when I would walk in, first of all, I'm a former housewife, but not a big deal, not like anything to be extremely proud of, but that's what I am. So people who are watching that, if they don't remember, you know, they should make reference to that. First they put Nicole's friend, and then they put Adriana's friend. So it's just that they just play dirty, and it's awful. But so when we were talking, she said something to me like, you know, I can't believe that you allowed Adriana to influence you to say this and this. I said, come on, Alexia, you've known me long enough. She didn't influence me to say anything. She put words in my mouth, and I clarified that that's not what happened. And I said, you know, we talked about the fact that she doesn't read anything. She doesn't read comments. She doesn't, you know, she says she doesn't. And I kind of probably tend to believe that. But she sees everything through Marisol's filter. So Marisol, who's so desperate, I mean, Marisol spends her day humping Alexia's leg. I mean, that's what she does. She is so desperate to be on that show that Alexia could kill her, you know, dogs or her whatever fake husband or whatever. And she would be like, well, they needed killing, you know? She's like a Trump supporter of, and I don't want to talk about politics, but I'm saying, you know, people that are just so adamant of like, this is the way it is. And so that's how she felt about the whole thing. She was just like, whatever I have to do to keep myself on, she'll do. So I said to her, she gives you everything through the Marisol filter. And I think you should read things yourself, because this is not what I said. And this is not what happened. She goes, no, I know. She's obsessed with this. I mean, she would do anything for this show. Before that, she told me that the husband was not a real husband, that she married him for the show way before the show came back when I did the Real Housewives. What do you call that? The auction. Remember the reunion dress auction I did during COVID? Oops. So we've had conversations where she's thrown Marisol under the bus, but of course she'll deny it because I'm a liar and I'm this and I'm that and whatever. It's just deflecting. But I saw this whole thing with the divorce coming, and a lot of people are saying that they did it for a storyline, and somebody misquoted me or kind of misunderstood what I was saying to my daughter. I don't believe that the divorce is fake. I believe that it's a real divorce. I believe that Todd kind of realized that he made a mistake marrying Alexia, and he wanted out, and probably maybe it would have lasted had she not gone back on the show, but the show turns her into the Bravo monster, like it does many women, because when you're aging, you're older, this is your last hurrah. It's like, it's so sad. It's a picture of Dorian Gray sad. It's like, you know, she's delusional. And so I think that he's much more of a not serious. He's a little bit of a caricature of himself too, but he's trying to build something. And I think, you know, he saw himself married to this woman. He has two daughters that are kind of well-adjusted, college-bound girls, have not gotten in any trouble, who are, you know, ambitious. And then she has the hot mess of the son, you know, that has beat up women and beat up homeless people and beat up taxi cab drivers. And then she has the, you know, father of her children, who's a pedophile, who has threatened me, you know? And the reason I talk about her possibly being on the chopping block is because Todd refused to film. So if Todd didn't film, that's a dead end. That's what happened to me. Like, nobody really understands why I was downgraded to friend. I was at the time engaged to a U.S. attorney. He could not appear on the show. That is very reasonable. He was appointed by Bush to be whatever. And so he is a public servant. He cannot appear on the show. And so after my divorce, there was nowhere to go. And I was not going to end the relationship to be on the show. So I think that that's what happened here. He refused to film anymore because it was embarrassing. And I think that they probably mutually decided to part ways. And I think he was done too. And that's what I'm talking about. I think that she is too much of a liability for Bravo, because the ex-husband and the son threaten people. They threaten me. They threaten my daughter. Anytime she gets into any kind of conflict with anybody, these people, we're talking a known pedophile and drug dealer who has spent 30 years of his life in prison. He's a scary dude. So that's why I'm saying she was on the chopping block. I don't think she is now. What do you guys think?
I was like, there's so much there. So wait, so you think, Ace, you could weigh into, so like, you think what? Like, because RHOM is on a pause. You think that they're trying to figure out what to do with the cast, that she was maybe on the chopping block?
Right. I think she was on the chopping block for more than one reason. I do think that she provides good content. I think she's very Miami. And I think the best housewives are the ones that you can parody easily, right? So Alexia's like shit Miami girls say. Like, have you seen those videos on YouTube? That's what she is. She's supposedly irregardless, salmon, shrimps. She's that person. And so we want to see that. That's funny, right? And so I thought she gave that aging Cuban Barbie. It's kind of a little, you know, the Nicole's like the young, whatever, has the life she wished she had. I want to see all that. But once Todd is not involved, if Todd was still married to her, but not, recording with them, there is nothing other than her and her kids. Now she's going to go out there with the years she has, you know, she's got one foot on 60 and another one on a banana peel, right? She's going to go out there on a mission to find a man. She's going to possibly neglect her oldest son, who needs to be watched closely. He'll probably get in trouble again. The pedophile drug dealer will come out, you know, and attack every, I mean, it is too much liability for Bravo, given all the troubles Bravo is having. But now I think she has a chance. And I think Todd did her a favor. I think Todd said, look, I don't want to be married anymore. This is not what I signed up for. But I will file for divorce. I will be the bad guy, give you the storyline you need. And now you can be licking your wounds and then coming, you know, like rising like a phoenix with your, you know, circle tits out in the open at all the clubs in Miami. And yeah, I predict that. And am I wrong?
No. I would say that if I was going to be getting divorced by someone, I would definitely want to take on the victim role. I feel like I could play that really well. And I could be like, oh, he blindsided me. And yeah. I think that would be the way that I would go too. I will say the only thing that makes me wonder if she really was blindsided by this divorce is how shitty of an announcement she gave out. Like, that was a quick, like, she typed that up so fast. And normally, you know, the couples, they do their shared posts together. We're amicably going our separate ways and all that bullshit. But
yeah, I agree with that. First of all, if you think she wrote that, I know that it's not, it's very third grade, but she didn't write that. just so that you know, she didn't. But you know, whatever. Maybe she did. It was pretty basic, so maybe she did. Nobody is blindsided unless you're completely oblivious. They were having issues. You could tell. He didn't move into the new apartment. She was on a cruise alone with Frankie. That's strange. He was on a skiing trip alone with his girls. They weren't spending an awful lot of time together. So blindsided is a little heavy to describe what happened.
And you think... I mean, go on, sorry.
I mean, there was a lot of talk about his financial situation. Do you think that that is true? Like, is he broke? Is it not really?
I honestly don't think he's broke. I really don't think he's broke.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
I hear from so many of you that by the time you get home from a long day, the first thing you want to do is take off your bra. With Honeylove, you'll never experience that again. Honeylove's bras are so comfortable that you'll actually forget you're wearing one. Most of my listeners tell me they even sleep in their Honeylove bra. Their best-selling crossover bra, it gives all the support of traditional bras without using those underwires that are so uncomfortable. And come on, ladies, you know how all those bras like bulge in the back? Well, Honeylove's bras are designed with back-smoothing fabric to prevent that bra bulge in the back. And you know, Honeylove is more than just bras. They have incredible and comfortable shapewear, tanks, and leggings. I see you guys out there. You're wearing your Honeylove for your everyday look. You're wearing it for your workouts, to weddings. Listen, treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/velvet. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off at honeylove.com/velvet. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Honey. You deserve this. Anyone out there who's ever hired for their business knows what I'm talking about when I say, how great does it feel when you actually fill a job and close out a job search? But what if I told you you can get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform that has a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. Before I had Indeed, when I used to hire for this podcast, it was so grueling. I had to go through so many unqualified candidates. It wasted hours. I also have ditched the busy work and I've used Indeed for this business for scheduling, screening, messaging, and the people that I've hired to help me work on this podcast, editors, PR, marketing, transcribers, they're all really qualified. Do you know that in the time I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed? And get this, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/velvet. Just go to Indeed.com/velvet right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/velvet. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I do think, listen, I don't know a lot about Todd. I think he seems like a decent guy. I know that he does stuff in commercial real estate. I believe he's a former cop, which tracks, you know, there's something about him. And I don't know if that's true. This is something I read. And let's be clear, my stuff is speculation, but it's speculation. It's kind of like a hypothesis, an educated guess based on behavior that's been consistent, predictable, and for somebody that I've known for many decades. So, you know, he, I think, is okay. I don't think he likes to throw out money the way she does. And the problem with Alexia is that, you know, she's making 60 grand an episode or 30 grand an episode, right? 30 grand an episode. And so we're talking about, you know, $600,000. Alexia does not have the skill set to ever make that kind of money outside of the Real Housewives world. It will never happen. So I think that he thought, you know, they had a prenup that's been written up somewhere that they had a prenup that he probably said, look, I'll be the bad guy. You keep your job. I'll have to pay you less money. And we part ways amicably. But yeah, she hasn't said much. And he has gone on doing his Tony Robbins impersonation on his site I mean, on his Instagram for a long time.
And you think before this, I mean, I have my own thoughts as to why, what you think she, because RHOM is trying to figure it out now. There's not just a pause for no reason.
I think they're trying to figure it out, but I now think, don't think it's going
but
anywhere.
Why do you think, so you think she was on a pause, you think she was possibly at risk of losing her job before this, what, just because Todd refused to film, was not going to be a part
Todd
of the new season.
Todd refused to film, and the other issues that I told you about, the husband and the son, and there was a threat against me and my daughter, which Bravo is aware of. And I think that given the problems Bravo is facing, there are just too many people out there willing to be housewives to take such a risk. Especially when she wasn't going to bring that much to the table, not being able to date and not showing her relationship.
What was this threat against you that Bravo knows about? What is this?
So he, you know, at some point when my daughter and I, when we're doing like,
who's he?
Mommy issues. I don't know what I said. Oh, I think, remember, because I've known her so long, my daughter, Beva, has known her son. And so I said some stuff about her, very similar, probably less harsh than the things I'm saying right now. And he came after me and he posted it. And he said, I am coming for you, Anna, I am coming for you. And I'm coming for your girls. And after I'm done with them, they're going to be escorts or something to that effect. Yeah.
Who posted that?
Pedro, Peggy, Rosello, lewd and lascivious with a 12 to 15 year old registered sexual offender.
Her ex-husband, that's who it is.
Her ex-husband, cocaine cowboy, wannabe. Oh. Oh boy, I'm going to get murdered. You guys used to have it up.
There's, well, at least we know where you went if anything happens. We know what did happen.
No. So what happened was that I decided, in my infinite wisdom, and because at the end of the day, I'm a bitch, but I'm also a nice person, and I did not want to call the Department of Corrections or the prisoner, whatever. I had his probation number, everything else, because that threat is a violation of his probation, and he could go back in. And so I didn't want that for him. I wanted to believe that it was a, you know, whatever, that he wouldn't take it any further, but they called my mother. My mother got calls because my mother's number is listed, screaming into the phone, saying things. My mother's deaf, so she doesn't know what they said. That I got a call saying, keep your dog inside.
Really?
You know, it all happened during that time. Then they started a podcast for the sole purpose of talking shit about my daughter and me. This is what they claimed, and they actually did that. You know, seriously, they're, you know, the podcast is this, what do you think, man? That was cool, right? Yeah, man, I had 300 keys in the back. Yeah, no, it was great. It was awesome. Seriously, that was the whole thing. I was like,
Ace,
I can't believe that this is real.
Is there anything you want of Anna's if she goes away?
I mean, absolutely. I think there's a lot of things that I would like to take. And I was also thinking about if ever someone threatened me with like, oh, you're going to become an escort, I'd feel so bad because like, it'd be such a bad investment. I don't feel like I would go for a very high price, you know, like if I feel like if I'm escorting on the streets of Miami, like maybe it's like people are willing to pay me like $5 for a blowy, you know? And it's
right.
Just,
but no, I think, but in Fargo, you'd bank. You'd make
bank. Okay. Thank you.
You would bank. And also, you are straight. So, like, if someone wants a blowy, you know, I would add another $5 because you're straight. Lots of the gays have that.
I mean, I had a short conversation with your wife, and she told me you were a shower and a grower. So, you wouldn't be subjected to like the shrinkage of Fargo. I think you'd make a lot of money over
15.
Oh, thank you. That is like such a sweet compliment. Like, put that in a Hallmark card, you know? I think you could get 15.
Or two for 25. You know, okay. 2 for $25.
A deal. I love a
group. I mean, I will do anything for a dollar. So, I mean, I've thought of OnlyFans because there are a lot of varieties on OnlyFans, but I don't know. I agree. I don't know if anyone would pay for me. I just have one question before we move on. What do you mean? Because you said you were threatened and you just said all that. And again, Rosario, you whatever his name was, Anna said it, not me. What do you mean Bravo knows about this? Because you said Bravo knows that you were allegedly threatened.
Not allegedly threatened. I was threatened. We can post the thing. They threatened me on somebody else's Instagram account. So, and before they deleted it, we got a screenshot. Yeah, Bravo knows about it. Andy knows about it. I told him.
You told him. And what did he say?
They were very concerned. They were very concerned, and they told me, like, they suggested that I call the police, and they suggested, you know, they said that I should call his parole officer and whatever. But I don't listen. You know why I don't do it? Because as ill-behaved as her son Peter is, Frankie is innocent and he loves his dad and he doesn't know anything. He does not understand any of the things. His dad is his father and his father's good to him. And I don't want him to not have that because, you know, her life has been in turmoil because things have happened to her, but also, you know, there's, you contribute, you know, there's no way that you can marry one guy that's a drug dealer when you cover, you know, she talks about the story in Cocaine Cowboys, how like she didn't let the police in when he was there, like that whole drama. Then she married a guy that if she didn't know he was gay, she would have to be blind. Her mother knew he was gay. Her mother told me that she asked him the day that he told her at a place called Carpaccio in
Miami. Valhalla.
They were having lunch and the mother, the psychiatrist and no dummy, said to him, "Why would you want to marry my daughter? You're gay."
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
I recently learned that traditional bed sheets can have more bacteria than a toilet seat. How gross is that? That's why I switched to Miracle Made bedding. Miracle Made offers a whole line of self-cleaning, antibacterial bedding, such as sheets, pillowcases, and comforters. Their bedding prevents up to 99.7% of bacteria growth. I sleep so much better at night knowing this. But don't take my word for it. Go to trymiracle.com/velvet to try Miracle Made sheets today. Whether you're buying them for yourself or as a gift for your loved one, if you order today, you can save over 40%. And if you use our promo code VELVET at checkout, you'll get 3 free towels and save an extra 20%. Miracle is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you aren't 100% satisfied, you'll get a full refund. Upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made. Go to trymiracle.com/velvet and use code VELVET to claim your free 3-piece towel set and save over 40% off. Again, that's trymiracle.com/velvet to treat yourself. Thank you, Miracle Made, for sponsoring this episode. How many of you are shopping online right now for something? Stop. You need to go to Rakuten. Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores. Stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, travel, dining, and more. I just needed supplies for this podcast. I ran out of pens and paper. I went to Rakuten, and then that brought me to Staples, and I bought everything I need. And I'm now getting cash back just for shopping at Staples, which I would have done anyway. Rakuten works with so many stores, Macy's, Bloomingdale's, Nike, and the list goes on and on. The cash back is deposited directly into your PayPal account, or Rakuten can send you a check. The choice is yours. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's Rakuten. Your cashback really adds up.
And he was totally offended. It was so obvious. I loved Herman. Herman was my friend. I loved Herman. And I am only saying this now because she outed him. And I don't think she had a right to do that. But it doesn't take away from the fact that that was his secret, if it was a secret, and she lived very well. He was amazing to her children. Amazing. I spent time at that hospital when Frankie had his accident, and he treated those children as if they were his own, left them a lot of money, which is what they're living off now, because, you know, nobody there really works. And so I, you know, it's just, she's made bad decisions for the wrong reasons.
I would come at it and say, what a great decision, because one, you got to marry a man who wasn't going to bother you. You know, like she was never getting poked at night. Two, he had a shit ton of money. So it's like, oh, great investment.
Where do I sign? At this point in my life, where do I sign?
I think what a great businesswoman.
I agree.
I have a friend, we'll do a 10 second segue. I have a friend, really true story. She lives on the Upper East Side of New York. She is married to someone who has a gazillion dollars and he is truly asexual. She finds in his chat history, asexual. He goes to asexual like meetings. And I'm like,
anonymous.
She has a whole secret apartment across town where she does all her stuff. I'm like, this is
she
a
gets
gift.
Tea there?
She gets tons of dick there. And I'm like, you are the smartest to marry someone with a ton of money who's asexual.
Is he wealthy?
Yes. Yes. She married him for money. He's not the most attractive man, but he's asexual. I'm like, you have hit the fucking jackpot.
Asexual is good. Asexual is a good option.
Yeah.
Yeah. I tell my wife all the time. I say, if things don't work out with us, I'm going to find myself a sugar daddy or a sugar mama. And I hope that they're close to death. Like that's,
yeah,
I'm not doing it anymore. I'm not going for love. I'm just going for money.
No, at a certain point, love.
I agree.
Overrated, guys. Overrated. I think we need to be honest about it. No, I think she was in love with Todd. And I think that she just pushed too much, you know? I think there was a time that he also was in love with her.
You
I
do?
Let's not forget that Todd did record like a 15-minute video apologizing. Like that shows you, like, as much as he may be a bigwig out in the corporate real estate world, this man is also
a little bit
unhinged. You know, I do think he probably has a huge dick. Like if you look at his nose, you're like, oh, he's packing. But
you
think? For sure. But yeah. I mean, he's definitely not. He's unhinged.
Yeah, he is. He is. And I think he has, there's a dark side there. And I've seen him get really mad at her kids. But it's like, I get mad at her kids too. Like, not her kids, her kid, because he's disrespectful. And this guy, you know, he has these children and he's ended up in this relationship. It's like, what did I get myself into? When he met her, first of all, 7 years ago, at our age, 7 years is huge, guys, huge. And, you know, they met at the meat market in Miami, someplace called Sea Spice on a Sunday. And he was enamored by her, you know, Miami, sexy, Latina. But I mean, Real Housewives was way in the rearview mirror. There was no expectation that that would ever come back. And then it came back and she became.
But I think Todd liked the cameras until he realized that he could look like an idiot. I think he enjoyed the experience. I think he was
you're right.
What? I love TV and this is going to grow. And then he looked like an idiot with that apology video and being like, you gave him Godiva chocolates. Let's give him Godiva chocolates. You know, like he looked like such an asshole.
The good stuff.
Wait,
that
so you
really, you know, that's when you realize that he's kind of a little bit of a simpleton himself. You know, he has these like daisies, dilapidated daisies from like the grocery store, right? Not even real flowers. I got flowers. And I've got the good stuff. Like, Godiva's not the good stuff, you know? Like, there's good stuff, but like, it's just funny. And, you know, Anthony, I remember asking Anthony about it because I thought it was so funny. He's like, poor guy, you know, he's a nice guy. He's like, well, Anthony doesn't really say anything bad about anybody, but I think Anthony is who Todd wishes he could be or aspires to be. And he's trying to get there, but he realizes that with this woman by his side, that's not going to happen. He loses a lot of credibility.
Do you think the show, because right, like to your point, they met 7 years ago. There was the Miami was never coming back. They made it come back. They built it. Like what you think the show, do you think the show led to this?
Oh, come on. Yes, of course. Because for people for whom this show is everything. Now, if you watch and you could probably include it in here. She was on Two Teas in a Pod. Way before this divorce happened.
What podcast?
Two T.
I don't know that podcast.
I'm sorry. There's a podcast.
The Tamrat? The Rat That Scurries?
There's that podcast. And she went on there and she was really unhinged. And she said, because people want to get between me and Todd and blah, blah, blah. And I will step down from that show when I decide. And if I decide something to the extent that I should leave my relationship for the show, you know, there, it was just a kind of preview of things to come. You could tell that she loves the show more than anything.
More than Todd?
More than Todd, more than anything.
I think if I was a housewife, I would do the same. I'd be like, oh, sorry, I love this. I love the attention. I love the fame.
What
sorry.
Would you have a tagline? I feel like you would have a tagline.
Like it'd have to be something that's involving like talking shit about people. Like, here's the thing about me. I can talk so much shit. I'm the opposite of how you view yourself. I will talk so much shit here, but the second I'm in your face, I'm fake as fuck. It's just like, oh my God. Yeah. How are you? Know, it's, I would never.
You'd
I'd
be
never.
A great housewife.
Yeah, see, I think I'm made for it.
You would last a few seasons, I think.
Thank you. Again, I feel like I'm just coming on here getting so many compliments. I got $15 blowjobs. I could make it a long
time. Fargo.
Thank you. Yeah.
Fargo.
Okay.
I think that he would make it a few seasons. He knows
you
the
think,
game.
I mean, I think, yeah. I mean, I in my next life, I'm going to come back and start a housewife's course on what to do your first seasons. I mean, be authentic. Wait, so you really think the show caused this? Like, he just did not sign up to be on reality TV and he met a nice Cuban Barbie, as you say, and then the show came along. Do you think they would still be married if the show, if she, this Miami didn't come back?
Yeah, I do.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I do. What do you think? Ace doesn't care. He's like,
no, I think that the I agree, but I think had it gone well, had he come on the show and he looked more like an Anthony who like everyone loves, and he's kind of like in the background, but like we all think he's really cool. I think Todd would have stuck around. I think his ego was so hurt by this past season and how stupid he looked and people making up rumors and lies about him that he was like, this isn't worth it. And he was like, I want you to quit the show. And she was like, fuck that. I would never quit the show, even though I said I would.
Exactly.
And I'm going to just, you can leave if you want. And so then he went, filed for divorce, and then she had to make that awful Instagram story.
Do you think that, because like, yes, I mean, I agree most housewives would probably choose the show over their life. Not all, because Candace Dillard has left, considering she's pregnant with child. But do you think then, so like Alexia, Todd filed, he did this. Do you think Alexia is now happy that this happened?
I think it's fortuitous. I think she gets to be single with Larsa and all this stuff, and it's just gonna be a whole new world. And I don't think the point. And by the way, I retract what I said previously because I didn't mean it that way. I just, oh God, I'm pulling an Ace. What I'm saying is,
you're flip flopping.
I don't think she's going anywhere. You know what I'm saying? Unless unless Bravo, which it should, it gives them a lot of pause, all the baggage she brings, I think that she might have a compelling story.
I would tune in any time that there is relationship issues, I am salivating to tune in and watch that season. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter. You know, I'm always here for that.
So what happens to, listen, I have said on this podcast, not because of you, Anna, just alone, that I thought she was on the chopping block too. Look, I think we had a pause in New Jersey and then everyone, I think you have a pause because you don't know what to do. You look at the ratings and then you look at the salaries and the two don't line up and you then don't know what to do. You take someone off, like Beverly Hills is easy. Anna Marie is gone. And now I think it was either Crystal or Dorit. Crystal's gone and it's easy. Jersey, they didn't know.
Dorit is gone. I am still hoping Dorit goes too.
I have bad news for you.
I would have preferred Dorit to be gone than Crystal.
Dorit is in. I thought Dorit would go over Crystal as well. Mm. Personally, I thought Crystal had more to her. But Dorit, I'm sorry to tell you, Ace is officially coming back next season.
That's depressing. That is so depressing. Like, we have seen this woman. I mean, for you to go on and allegedly stage a home invasion to like secure your spot on the season. I mean, I would do a lot to be on television as well. So I can't really.
Listen, I think she saved her. I don't know if Dorit was, this is just my opinion. I don't know if Dorit was going, but I think she saved her job by revealing the text that Kyle sent her. And then Kyle has said, I would never do that in 13 seasons. I've never done that. A real friend wouldn't do that. And it's like, yes. I mean, in a way, I'm like, I'm proud of Dory. Like, this is the job you saved. I think she saved. That was the nail in the coffin.
I think that Dory needs this job more than Crystal. Crystal's husband, they have real money. Mm-hmm. I think PK is in all sorts of, from what I've read, again, this is total speculation based on the shit I read, which may or may not be true. I think that Dorit and PK are the next to get divorced. So she's going to announce that this season, and then that'll buy her one more season. That's the way the game. That's the game.
That's the job description. And again,
I say I hate Dorit, but I would tune in if they found out they were getting divorced. I'm not going to tune in anyways, and I'm just going to sit here and bitch about the fact that Dorit's on TV. But yeah, if they're getting divorced, I'd definitely tune in.
Which is personally to me, like when there's an opening and they say, who do you know? And this and that, like, why would you ever recommend somebody in your life? I would be like, nope, I have no one. I'm sorry.
Oh God.
I guess people do it because they think it helps them stay on the show themselves. Like, I recommended a friend and now I'm tied to someone. Like, why would you ever recommend an actual friend in your life? It's not going to end well.
And, you know, it depends who your friends are. Like, for Nicole, I've met a couple of her friends. She's really nice, very accomplished, pretty, young, affluent friends who would never want anything to do with the show. And mostly, they reference that brunch with me as one of the reasons they would never do it, because they were there, they saw what really happened, and then they saw what really aired. And so if anybody was on the fence after that, they were like, fuck that, no way.
Nicole's friends have told you this? That yeah. We're not, because they saw what happens and they saw a shortened version on TV.
It's a lot. And it's been a lot for Nicole too. Like, she's been picked on by everybody. I know nobody's a saint, but I think, you know, there's a lot of jealousy towards her. She has, for real, the lifestyle. She has all the things. She's young. She's beautiful. Now she's a baby. Like, come on.
I get it. So what, I mean, I thought Alexa, look, we have three people that make the most money on the show. Larsa, Alexia, and Lisa. We have three middle people, Gertie, Julia, and Nicole. And then we have three people that really don't make much money. Marisol, Adriana, and Kiki.
Okay. I just need to interrupt right now because this is honestly my cause in life. Like, I am trying to get everyone to get around this, but like, I think Kiki, since the show has started, is a goddamn legend. And I want her back full time. I want her full story. I want to know everything about this woman. I am totally ready to get rid of Julia. I don't need Marisol. I don't need Adriana. You can throw away Gertie. Like, I want Kiki. And how she's just been a friend of, and this whole season, she was in so many situations. And that's, if anyone's ever listening and cares about my opinion, it's that I want Kiki.
I'm telling you, some Andy right now is writing up the contract based on your opinion.
Thank you.
You know what? I agree with you. David seems to think that she's not affluent enough, but we've had housewives that haven't had a lot of money.
Yeah, I mean,
super rich.
Think about the past season of New York. We never once went in Bryn's apartment. We just don't go to Kiki's apartment. That's fine. Well, she wears the outfits like she's rich. She gets dropped off by the car service like she's rich. I'll buy into it.
Yeah.
Willing to fight.
She's stunning and she's funny. I agree with that. I think a lot of people agree with that. I think we want to see younger at different points in their life. Look, here's the thing. A lot of people think that older women like to see older women. I'm an older woman. I'm a woman of a certain age. And I don't love to see women my age desperately trying to hang on to their youth and just making asses of themselves. It's so cringy to me. So for me, that's not aspirational. It's aspirational to see younger people. And I think I would be very interested in seeing Kiki, you know, in a relationship and having a full life, like just moving on up, you know?
Let me put a call into Andy. In the meantime, Ace, I have good news for you. When this podcast is over, while Anna is looking up Micah Plath online, you can go listen to four different verse, four chats with Kiki Barth right here behind the velvet rope.
Oh, there you go.
You spend the day curled up with a nice blanket in my podcast and Kiki Barth She's been on here
with this woman. She's so gorgeous. Like, it's not just that she's funny and she's willing to like fight and that she was willing to call people out on their shit, but she's funny. She's gorgeous. She is just the full package of what, I mean, yeah, who cares if she doesn't, they can fake that shit. Think about when Kim Richards had the fake background on Beverly Hills. Then it was a New York apartment behind her. It was a fake green screen. I don't care. I'll buy into it.
These shows are personality driven. I don't really think they care about that much. And she brings a lot. I agree with that.
Well, where is this? Look at, I mean, so I was really saying here on this podcast for weeks, sorry, Alexia, that I thought Alexia was going because, and probably Marisol and Adriana too, but just for the sheer dollars, like you're not getting rid of Larsa because Larsa is bigger than the show. Whether you love her or hate her, she's Larsa. And that carries whatever. Lisa is directly on brand for what they want as far as age, looks. She has this. So if Alexia stays now, is everyone going to come back? I think they have a, I don't think they know what to do in Miami. Like, I really truly do not think they know what to do in Miami. I think Potomac, which I've been saying is going to go on a pause, I now think is kind of like figuring itself out. You know, Candace left and Robin is gone and NECA. And you know what I mean? Like, I think in Miami, I think it's more like New Jersey. I don't think they know what to do. I do think this will, I don't know. Yeah, I think Alexia has a great storyline now. So we get more into this. We go through scenarios of what it would look like without Alexia, without Gertie, without Julia. We're just about to get into this. Somehow we start talking about so much more in the Bravo world. Rebecca Minkoff, rumored, is coming to New York. I mean, we cover it all. We got a lot to say. Beverly Hills. We're just getting started. We talk more about Miami, but we go through all the other franchises too. Hope you like this part one. Stay tuned for part two of our chat with Ace and the one and only, RHOM's Anakin Kosays. Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review, because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones, and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.